Well, the final movie has screened at Caloundra Big Screen Cinema. The iconic movie theatre in the Strand building on Bullcock Street has been closed since mid-July, with an announcement on social media that it now won't be reopening. Caloundra's had a cinema since the 1930s, with movies shown in the Strand since its opening in 1980 and under the current ownership since 1996. Owner Nick Struick tells us their hand was forced in these tough economic times as locals express their sadness but support.
Made so much easier by the absolute support and love and all of the things that come from community. Karen and I got through yesterday and we went to bed reasonably happy.
Two new tiny homes on Noosa Council land at Tawantin will support young people transitioning from crisis accommodation to independent living. If successful, the three-year pilot program with the help of local charity U-Turn could become a model for other councils that are facing similar housing issues.
We feel it's the first of many for our community because the land issue and the affordability issue of buying or renting properties is always going to be a situation. So we think that by finding small pockets and parcels of land that we can put the tiny homes on is probably the best solution to meet that housing shortage at the moment.
That's Das Foley from U-Turn. In other changes on the site, Noosa Community Garden is set to relocate to a larger council plot at Wallace Park. And Melbourne's Storm face an in-form Manly side to kick off the NRL finals tonight at Sunshine Coast Stadium. Storm star Cam Munster is still in doubt due to stitches on his knee, and they're missing Josh Adokar. For the Seagulls, Lachlan Crocker is out with Carl Lawton to start at hooker.